Hi, everybody. Michelle here from Boo Sounds, along with Cindy Clara.
Hi-Fi George.
And Hi-Fi George.
Hi.
All enjoying our snack.
This donut is awesome.
George and I are enjoying English coffee coffees.
I was just trying to get a sip out of it without burning myself, and I did it.
Yay.
Because it's really hot.
And Cindy has... Has a Coke today?
Yeah, I haven't had any Coke for a long time. So here is the opening of the Coke. There.
The good old fresh sound of opening Coke. Actually, any pop.
This place is
good.
Oh, yeah. Tastes good?
Ooh, yeah.
That's good.
This place is a veritable hive of activity.
Very much so. They had two people on there. They were moving pretty good, but there's quite a few people ahead of me at the Tim's.
Oh, so they weren't just baking the donuts fresh then? That's funny.
Yeah.
Man, the other day we had salmon, what the heck it was, salmon crap anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was so gross. And
oh, really?
Yeah, they don't...
They don't know how to cook?
No, they don't know how to cook. And so I sent the tray back.
Well, I think what it is they, from what I hear... A lot of hospitals right now outsource their food.
Yeah, they do.
So when they get it here, they just heat it up. Well, of course, heating it up cooks it even more.
Yeah, and it just makes it gross.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they had salmon crap, and then they had, I don't know what else they had. But it really did not sound appealing, and it sure didn't smell appealing.
I believe you.
So... I told the nurse, none of this. I demand something else. So they actually sent down for some sandwiches, which was a lot better. Like I usually have tea and juice and, you know, something, but that was just really nasty.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Salmon's usually pretty good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Was it like a casserole or just a piece of salmon? Or?
It was just like a piece of salmon.
Oh, yeah. They probably overcooked it, so it was so dry.
Did you sample any of it?
It was gross. I took a sniff of it, and I'm just like, no. She's like, no, but that's good. I'm like, you eat it then. You want it, you eat it. I'm not.
That's craziness when people say that.
Yeah.
Knowing that how hospital food can get.
Yep. Oh, and it was so funny. One morning, I hadn't had my coffee yet. This nurse comes in, and I know she's got to do this, ask for my name and date of birth and crap. Well, I was in a bad mood as it was, and I said, I'm the devil in disguise.
Oh, no.
She's like, don't say that. And look, why do you keep asking me my name? Can't you read this stupid thing on my arm? It's not hard to read.
Well, why would they have to do that? I just don't understand that.
I don't know. I guess they got to identify that who you are or some
crap.
Or you
still know who you are? I mean,
I don't know why. It's so stupid. Like, so, yeah, after, I'm like, fine, you want to know who I am? You want the whole ward to know who I am? Okay. So I just, yeah, told her. She's like, was that so hard? And I'm like, oh, yes, it was. It was really hard. Don't do that again.
Let me wake up first.
Exactly.
It's like this morning. If I had eventually had my morning coffee, yeah, I wouldn't have been good for anybody.
Yeah, that's like me. I just cannot function without coffee.
Up until, I think it was a year and a half, maybe even 2 years now, I could take it or leave it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Not anymore.
Mm-mm. Not until about a year and a half to 2 years ago.
Wow.
It's like a switch was flicked.
Weird.
Now I gotta have my morning coffee.
Oh, weird. There was a time when I could take it or leave it, but that's not anymore. Let's see, it's been like that now for 8 years now.
Maybe it's just getting older, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Could be. I mean, I was thinking about where we've come, and I never thought we'd be sitting here in our 40s. I mean, just...
I know, isn't that crazy?
You can't see ahead. I mean, that's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's so different.
Yep.
In our case, it's great. We got reconnected better than we ever have, probably.
Yep. Yeah, that was actually quite funny when he added me to Skype and then, or Facebook, no.
Foursquare it was.
Oh, yeah, Foursquare,
yeah. Yeah,
before
they were splitting apart.
Foursquare, I know, I don't like the new Foursquare anymore.
Anyway.
But then it was Skype and then it was Facebook, I think.
I think after that, yeah.
And then we just started talking one day and we talked for like hours.
Yes.
It was funny.
Well, and you and I, we knew each other before, but really not deeply.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's like, you know, it's a lot deeper than it's ever been.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
This thing's still working on it.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, I should get you on... on my Facebook.
86%.
Yeah, once I get my passwords.
Yeah. It's hope problem.
Like when you're living like an enigma. Yeah. You know what an enigma is?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just curious because not everybody would.
No. You're only at 9%? Come on.
Hey. We're going to have to
have that interesting.
In. Yeah.
We might have to go outside and let it upload. Oh, it's at 12.
Ooh. Yay!
Well,
leave it on that positive note.
Yeah, okay.
May your journeys be safe. Take care and God bless. Bye for now.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.